You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, and Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman here. Guys, we got a football game tonight. High scoring affair expected between the Bucs and the Patriots. And Scott, many people are saying this is perhaps the best Thursday night matchup we've had in a very long time.
Yeah, the Rams-Niners wasn't too bad either, but nobody expected that. But you know, like Corey Parson said, roll them all out tonight.
Roll them all out tonight, indeed. And that could include your guy tonight, Corey Parson. Good morning. Pop quiz, jock quiz.
Yeah, I'm even throwing jock quiz out there. Not too much worried about Doug Martin. Obviously, Martin just getting back to practice this week, Thursday night game. I don't think Martin sees a ton of carries if he sees any, so I got pop quiz, jock quiz in my lineups tonight.
There you go.
It'd be cool if he scored a touchdown.
It would be cool if he scores a touchdown, indeed. Wall Street, Matt Modica, good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, it's a great day for sports, playoff baseball, Rangers opening night hockey, Thursday night football.
Oh, yes, a lot going on. What baseball game is tonight?
Well, this afternoon is Sale versus Verlander.
Oh, you got afternoon baseball. Yeah, afternoon baseball is cool.
Playoff baseball. We got four games tomorrow, two during the afternoon. The Yankees are at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
That's cool. They in Cleveland, right?
They in Cleveland. Yikes. CC on the mound, back in his old stomping grounds in Cleveland tomorrow night.
Yeah. Hopefully he don't get beat up too bad.
Revenge game.
I gotta think a little bit past that. $40 billion later, I don't think he's looking for revenge.
He played for the Yankees many more years than he played for the Indians at this point in his career.
I wish CC the best.
As do I. So the where was I? Oh yeah. So Devontae Adams. Practice limited yesterday. Ty Montgomery practice limited yesterday. Jamal Williams practicing full yesterday. Packers quickly getting healthy when seemingly nobody expected them to do so. So big surprise there with Green Bay. Wayne Gallman may have to take a bit of a backseat here this week, potentially, as Paul Perkins returns to practice in full. And we know how stubborn Ben McAdoo could be. Some of us better than others. And then you get to the Seattle Seahawks where you said, sir, Scott Engel, listen, it's Thomas Rawls, until Pete Carroll said, oh, I love everybody, as he kind of
it's
going
to play out on the field. It's going to be an audition between him and Lacey and who plays better on the field. I don't know if I'm buying that Perkins is going to be the guy back in, and I don't think me and Matt are buying in on the optimism of Ty Montgomery's going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the opposite side.
Fair enough. All right, we take a break. When we come back, a little either-or running backs for you here on a Thursday. Rodo Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning. It's Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Guys, we hit all major headlines of practice. It's Wednesday, though. So, missing practice doesn't really scare the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, it's kind of like a maintenance day.
A little bit of maintenance day.
Yeah. Yeah, Wednesday is like a lot of times you'll see veterans, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Take day off on Wednesday. They'll get a little bit. Like, they'll be at the facility, but they won't get on the practice field. They'll be getting some treatment or watching some tape or
game massage.
Or guys who get banged up a lot, massage, too, it happens.
Getting a massage.
Yeah. All right. So one guy that was
not
banged,
that kind, Scott.
One guy that was banged up and limited yesterday was Amir Abdullah of the Detroit Lions. And Amir Abdullah, whenever I see him pop on the injury report, I think he can get a little bit nervous. Same with Gronk, who is questionable for tonight, is expected to play, made the trip. But it's a name that you see there you get a little bit nervous about. So my question for you gentlemen today is Amir Abdullah or Lamar Miller?
I think I'm going to take Lamar Miller because I don't worry about his health.
I'm going to go Lamar Miller. He's been, you know, he's been getting a lot of touches the last couple of weeks. I know it's the Sunday night game and stuff, but I mean, Carolina does have a tough rush defense.
Plead the fifth.
Okay, I'll take that. I think that was a win.
Lamar Miller. We're talking rest of the season?
I'm talking rest of the season.
I'm talking rest of the season.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about this week.
I'm talking rest of the season.
Oh, I'm Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Amir Abdullah.
We'll go Amir Abdullah.
I'm saying Lamar Miller.
You're both going, and you're saying Lamar Miller. This week, you like Lamar Miller better, potentially.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Amir Abdullah, why don't we answer for this week and going forward here? Let's just do both. Have everybody out.
This week, I like Abdullah. Going forward, I like Miller.
Oh, that's the opposite. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Amir Abdullah or rest of the season, Amir Abdullah or C.J. Anderson?
You got to go C.J. Anderson right now. I mean, C.J. Anderson is probably going to get hurt, but so can Amir Abdullah. I'm going C.J. Anderson.
I'll go C.J. Anderson.
C.J. Anderson. There's real consistent volume there.
Looks good. He looks good. Amir Abdullah or Joe Mixon?
This week, I'm just going to go crazy. I'm going to throw Joe Mixon out there this week, Amir Abdullah rest of the season.
Scotty.
I'm going to say Amir Abdullah this week and the rest of the season, or the next few weeks before he's out for the season.
I mean, this is a draw, but I'm going to go. I don't like this. I don't like this. I'm going to go Joe Mixon this week, Amir Abdullah the rest of the season.
He said Amir Abdullah the rest of the season and Joe Mixon this week.
Is this a secret?
Yes, it is a secret.
Amir Abdullah going forward, Amir Abdullah or Christian McCaffrey?
I'm still sticking CMC. I'm going to go this week and rest of the season.
I'm going to stick McCaffrey. There's more upside there.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to go with CMC.
Okay, fair enough. Amir Abdullah or James White?
Jimmy.
This week it's Jimmy, rest of the season.
It's Abdullah, okay.
This week it's Jimmy, rest of the season. Abdullah.
Why y'all saying rest of the season Abdullah?
Because I feel like he's going to get more consistent work, and you can't trust New England running backs necessarily.
I mean, I like James White a lot, but I mean, Amir Abdullah currently has this number one role. He's entrenched. And the only thing that's going to stop that is if he gets injured, if he misses time.
Amir Abdullah going forward, or Mark Ingram?
I really love Mark Ingram, but until Adrian Peterson is vanished.
But those are six snaps, though.
He's still getting into the rotation.
Six snaps?
I hear you. This is a tough one.
I'm going to go Mark Ingram.
Go Mark Ingram.
I'm going to go Mark Ingram.
Adrian
Peterson's not a thing, and I don't worry about Mark Ingram's health like I do with Abdullah. Mark Ingram's been scoring double-digit fantasy points in PPR every week. I'm going Ingram.
I wish I could acquire Mark Ingram.
I'll say Ingram, but I mean, we don't know what the hell Peyton's going to do when they come off of the bye. Maybe for some crazy reason, Peterson's back in there, and he's getting more. He's getting more snaps.
I think Peterson's done. It's not a thing.
Been saying Peterson was done in the summer, but he's still on the damn roster.
But he's not getting any run though, really.
But who's to say, come week six after the bye, they don't start implementing.
Maybe they kiss and make up over the bye.
When you watch him as an experienced football watcher or anything, he's not doing anything. He doesn't run with any authority anymore.
Do Eddie Lacy.
What? Eddie Lacy looks a lot better than Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson's running with no authority whatsoever.
Neither one of them got any gas left.
Eddie Lacy, I would definitely take Eddie Lacy over Peterson.
Well, I don't want none of them nowhere near me.
I mean, Peterson.
And that's been my stance since July.
Peterson is like, well, now we're in October. You know, I'll buy you a calendar for your birthday. Let me know what it is. But
next Wednesday, my birthday.
Oh, I'll buy you a calendar. Yeah. Good. But
you want to know, MF-er.
This is why you get in trouble with Mr. Sussman. Eddie Lacy looked really good on Sunday night. Adrian Peterson does not look anywhere near good. The first carry of the season, he's got 9 yards, and then he's had to look good after since. That. He runs with no authority whatsoever.
So where are we going to lunch next week? I think Scott should buy and take us all for lunch for the fantasy exec's birthday.
Yeah, you should, Scott.
Give me a credit card and I'll buy.
When they have host teacher night, and
open school night.
They have open studio night.
Open school.
And my parents have to come in. I don't think Mr. Sussman's gonna give them my parents a good. He's not gonna talk nicely about me.
Corey's very insightful, but he's constantly disruptive.
Rest of the season, Amir Abdullah or Wendell Smallwood?
Amir Abdullah.
Small. They mean it's blunt. Philadelphia.
I don't know why you keep saying that.
Yeah,
and Wendell Smallwood outsnapped and outtouched.
I would rather have Wendell Smallwood than Wendell.
Same.
For fantasy purposes, Blunt is going to continue to outplay Smallwood.
He doesn't, though.
Yes, he does.
He did the last 2 weeks. Yes. He had more fantasy points than him.
I understand that, but if you watch the games, though, LeGarrette Blunt does not play nearly as much.
He's more productive.
Right. When LeGarrette Blunt looks to football, he's better than Wendell Smallwood, period.
I don't disagree. Doug Peterson does. That's the problem.
Doug Peterson's going to see the light.
So the rest of the season, you'd rather have LeGarrette Blunt than Wendell Smallwood?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd rather have LeGarrette Blunt than Wendell Smallwood.
Matt?
Smallwood.
I agree with you. Amir Abdullah or Bilal Powell?
Powell.
Abdullah.
Boom, boom, Bilal, Powell.
Last one when it comes to Amir Abdullah. Last
Sorry,
one.
Sorry, Dane. Stealing all your material.
Amir Abdullah or Doug Martin?
Doug Martin.
Amir Abdullah. I got to see Martin.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with Abdullah. I don't know what Martin's going to be. Martin, he's...
I'm going to predict Martin's going to be high in RP2.
His variance of outcomes,
Or anywhere. Literally anywhere. It's, who knows. Okay, so that's when it comes to Amir Abdullah. Let's move on to another name that I mentioned earlier. I mentioned through that to you, Matt. I was going to do it yesterday, but we didn't. It's Joe Mixon. Would you rather have the rest of the season, Joe Mixon or James White?
I'm going to go Joe Mixon.
You stick with Joe Mixon.
I like that.
You're gonna take the stand for today?
We'll see.
We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Scott.
James White.
Okay.
Jimmy.
James White. Joe Mixon or Isaiah Crowell the rest of the way?
I'm going to go with Joe Mixon because Kaiser is killing Crowell's value.
Okay.
Joe Mixon.
Mixon?
Yeah.
Plead the fifth.
Joe Mixon or Marshawn Lynch the rest of the way?
I'm going to go Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Marshawn Lynch.
So you're not saying Lynch is buried yet?
No, Lynch is not buried yet.
Okay. Joe Mixon or LeGarrette Blount?
Joe Mixon.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I thought he was saying
Blount. That's why I turned right
I
to
like
him.
Blount, but, I still think Mixon's going to turn it around.
What about if I said Mixon versus Smallwood?
Mixon.
Okay.
It's Mixon for me.
LeGarrette Blount.
She's going to LeGarrette Blount. So are you the low guy on Mixon then? Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Okay. Do you believe that we made a mistake when it comes to Joe Mixon?
That's fair to say.
Okay. So far we have. To date we have. I just got to be honest. Yeah. But it's only 4 weeks.
Well, I want to know is did Jake make a mistake on it?
When it comes.
Clearly in the second round when you were drafting him in the second, he was making a mistake.
One, so.
When it comes to the PPR running backs, are you going to take Joe Mixon or Theo Riddick?
Joe Mixon.
I'm still. I got it. Look, Theo Riddick. I love Theo Riddick. But Theo Riddick hasn't really. Been
I understand.
As long as Abdul is there, he's been.
Yeah,
less
I'm
of
going
a
Joe Mixon.
Okay, Joe Mixon or Chris Thompson.
Oh, it's Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon.
Joe Mixon or Tariq Cohen.
I'm still going Joe
Tariq
Mixon.
Tariq Cohen.
This is interesting.
Yeah, I'm staying with Joe Mixon. Look, if you look at Tariq Cohen, look, I like.
He's not trash.
I really like Tariq Cohen. He's not. The last couple of weeks. The snaps and the touches, everything, have been going the opposite
way. Because Jordan Howard seems to get a little healthier now. They're running the ball. Hey, there's one thing the Bears can do is run the football.
And play defense.
That offense is going to get better under Trubisky, and he's a weapon.
Kyle Long, man, was a major difference on that offensive line. I can't understand that enough. Doug Martin up next here. Doug Martin versus Joe Mixon.
I'm going Joe Mixon.
Doug Martin.
Okay. Loving Doug Martin. I hadn't seen him this year.
Joe Mixon.
Buying that preseason. Buying that preseason.
Yes, sir.
All right, last one here of the day, of the week, either or, Jay Ajayi. Ajayi or Melvin Gordon?
Ajayi.
I'll go Gordon.
Melvin Gordon.
So they both said Melvin Gordon. These two guys are on the same path as Dr. A last week. What's Dr. A got us for us next? Well, we'll talk to him here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Of injuries this past week, the torn ACL and more for Dalvin Cook. Ty Montgomery, Jamal Williams, and Aaron Jones all mixed together. But what does it come? What does it come out to? What is the recipe? What is the secret in Green Bay? We try to figure it out as we bring in our good buddy Dr. Ray. Good morning, Doc.
How are you doing this morning?
We're doing quite well, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Lots of injuries, of course, as usual at this time of the year.
Yeah, man, keeps you busy, huh, Doc?
You just like how giddy he is over these injuries.
Scott's day to day.
It's been quite busy. I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
Yeah. So there you go.
That's about the two broken ribs.
Let's start in Green Bay here, Doc, with Ty Montgomery's injury. Now, we saw there's multiple rib fractures. We saw Jamal Williams has a knee injury, and Aaron Jones is supposed to be the starter on Sunday until everybody's back in practice yesterday. What do we make of the Green Bay running back situation?
All right, so Ty Montgomery, the key word here is multiple. So if he had a single rib fracture, you know, that's about, you know, even it takes 2 weeks to completely heal. You know, one rib fracture, you can manage it with pain. You know, it'd be a quick recovery. The very fact that he's got multiple rib fractures is a big problem. You know, not only from a health standpoint with injury potentially to the lung, but also it's an incredibly difficult task to manage multiple rib fractures, especially if we're running back who, doesn't matter what you throw on him, a black jacket, inject him with pain medication, you know, he's going to get hit, and he's going to get hit hard, and that's where he gets hit hard, basically, on every single play. So, you know, I don't expect him to play in this game. I don't expect him to play in the next game, maybe in another week. You know, after, you know, 3 weeks, there's a good potential you can pain manage it. Just to give you guys a perspective, our optimal recovery time for multiple rib fractures is 7 weeks. So I don't expect him, just because it's the NFL, to be out for 7 weeks, but I do think that if he does play in the next couple of games, he'll be significantly limited and should not play in about 3 weeks is where, you know, I truly believe he should come back. Now, Jamal Williams, he's got a grade 2 knee sprain. He doesn't have any intrinsic damage, so that is pretty good. However, you know, he's still at elevated injury risk because of that. And Aaron Jones is a low and peak guy. He does not have any current injuries. He doesn't have a history of any significant injuries. I know he's a third-string running back. From a medical perspective, he is right now low injury risk and peak health.
All right, so with that grade 2 knee injury that you mentioned from Jamal Williams, can we start him? Will the Green Bay Packers really start him on Sunday? Can he play through that?
He can, but he won't be performing at peak health. He's at elevated injury risk and below average.
All right, so there you go. Below average. My question was, I was talking to Corey off the air.
as I stated, play Aaron Jones.
But my question was, Dr. Ray, for those in here properly, was will Jamal Williams play this week? You heard the answer from the doc. He can play, but he won't be above average. Aaron Jones is above average. He's at peak performance health. No injuries there. Aaron Jones, according to the doc, they got to play this week.
Yeah, and one of our listeners actually waiting on Twitter. to hear what Doc said, so I was just typing to them, you know, about what to do with that situation. There are other people worrying about the Minnesota running back situation, because Latavius Murray, Doc, actually came out and said that, you know, my ankle's not 100%, and Jerick McKinnon suffered an ankle injury this week, and they already lost Dalvin Cook for the season.
I know. So Green Bay and Minnesota is just being completely devastated by a specific type of injury, especially the Vikings with this ankle injury. So Latavius Murray, you know, he had that off-season ankle surgery. It's still not 100%, and that actually is correct, because we still have him going from a grade 3 to a grade 1. He has not gotten back to complete health. You know, he played 14 games in 2016, but he's still this. It's not completely back yet. It's at a grade one. It's gotten all the way down to a grade one, but it has not gotten to peak health. He's at elevated injury risk at 18%, and he's below average at 61%. You know, still he needs another 3 weeks. You know, from a recovery, complete recovery standpoint, he can play through this. But you remember how I talked about ankle injuries for running backs are a significant problem because of the lateral movement. And so it'll really impact them. Now, the difference between the Packers and the Vikings is the fact that the Vikings don't really have a third stringer that's injury-free. Jeremy McKinnon has a grade 2 ankle sprain, and he's at high injury risk and below average. And he's had toe, ankle, and leg injuries in 2016. So the likelihood of him being low injury risk this year is very, very, very little. He's at 28% high injury risk. So unfortunately, all three running backs for the Vikings, the prognosis is not looking great.
Doc, I remember during the summer you mentioned the same thing with Eddie Lacy and talking about the biggest part of his ankle was an issue. And then he finally started to look better on Sunday night. So you talk about that three-week injury timetable, and like Lacy has passed it, you know. But So you know, I was kind of wondering that too when that came up in my mind when you mentioned Murray.
Yeah, I mean, ankle injuries for running backs. It's like there's always one specific, really key injury for each position player on the field. For wide receivers, it's hamstrings. For running backs, it's ankles, because that's where they move side to side. The lateral movement is significantly compromised. Those things, they cannot come back and be at peak performance very quickly. And so even a grade one injury to a running back at least requires 3 to 4 weeks of recovery time.
Hey, Doc, let's stick with the running back theme here. Melvin Gordon, you gave us an analysis last week that was kind of doom and gloom. I've speculated on Austin Eckler last night in a lot of leagues. What's the current diagnosis going forward on Gordon?
Yeah, it hasn't changed much. You know, a bone bruise is a bone bruise. It's a grade 2 knee injury in our estimation, and still requires 4 weeks of recovery time. He's 2 weeks into that 4 weeks. Didn't have really a great game. It's still the same thing, 18% elevated injury risk and below average. If he continues to play through this injury, he's going to continue to increase his risk of further injury or not really healing this bone bruise. You know, it's very difficult to manage this because the pain is coming out of inside the bone. It's a bruise of the bone. So an injection won't really help. And so our prognosis and our prediction for him is the same. It's at elevated injury risk below average, and I think you need that replacement.
There you go. That's Melvin. That's, of course, the latest on Melvin Gordon. Austin Eckler, especially with Brandon Oliver's injury, Austin Eckler could be a guy to own. Talking to Dr. Ray here, Inside Injuries. We do it every Thursday at this time here on the Roto Experts in the Morning, Core.
Hey, good morning, Doc. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Corey.
I'm glad you're here. Doc, guess who practiced yesterday? Andrew Luck. How about that? Andrew Luck got on the practice field yesterday, Doc. So I think we're going to do some practice field. I think we're going to do some scout squad. You know what I'm saying, Doc? When are we going to see him on the football field?
All right. So he went down from a grade 4 to a grade 2, and he's very close to a grade 1 now. So he's almost back. Again, as we talked about all the time, week 6, week 7 is when we were predicting that Luck comes back. He's out for this week. If he does, the earliest he will come back is next week. His numbers were so poor at high injury risk and poor health But now he's gotten to elevated and below average. So one or two more weeks, he'll be up to very close to low injury risk and above average to peak health. So give it about another 2 weeks, and then he should be good. What we're seeing is likely week seven. That's what we're seeing.
Nice. That's cool, Doc. I'm glad to hear that. That's good news. I have T.Y. Hilton and Dante Moncrief on teams, Doc. So I need Andrew Luck to throw them the football.
I want to follow up, though, with this Andrew Luck thing here, Doc. Because
Doc, Greg is very, very pessimistic on Andrew Luck. Can you please help him?
Not even so much.
You are pessimistic.
Yes, I am pessimistic. I don't want to say I'm not. But he had a particular type of rotator cuff surgery, and he said this is what took him so long to get back. Can you explain what the hell that means?
Yeah, so it's not the rotator cuff. It's the labrum, basically, in the shoulder. And the biggest problem is that he had likely a labral injury a few years ago, and he just played through it. And every time he played through a little labral tear, it gets degenerated, and it worsens it and worsens it, and then it worsens it. And then gets to the point where it starts to affect the surrounding bone and the surrounding cartilage. Now the surgery, once it gets to that point, it's so bad that it's such a long and arduous surgery, and the recovery is so long. That is what happened. The posterior labrum has to be reconstructed, likely. A lot of other surrounding injuries have to get repaired, take longer to heal. And it's only because he didn't get it fixed 2 years ago. A lot of these guys play through injury, but this particular injury, if you play through and you keep on worsening it over time, then it's going to be a problem once you have surgery. It's going to require a significant amount of recovery time. So that's basically what the lowdown on Andrew Luck is.
That's, Doc, sound like the same thing I told Greg 2 hours ago. Thank you for reinforcing that.
Hey, final question, Doc, quickly here. Two quarterbacks, Derek Carr, Marcus Mariota, injured on the same day again this year. How serious and concerned should we be about these two injuries?
Okay, so a tale of two cities here. Derek Carr, transverse process fracture. Again, remember, we've talked about this before. It's happened to other quarterbacks like Tony Romo, and it's really in the first few weeks after that injury, they have not performed really well. So you need at least a couple of weeks to recover from this. The good news is that it's only one transverse process fracture. So if they let it heal, he'll be back to close to low injury risk again. If he does play, currently he's at very high injury risk because he'll get targeted there, and it'll make it worse. And that's not what you want out of your starting quarterback. Good news on Marcus Mariota is that it's a very minor hamstring strain. I think they're becoming really, really precautionary with him. So he'll stay at low injury risk and above average.
They know how big of a part Marcus Mariota is to their team. Dr. A, Inside Injury, joins us every Thursday. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And when we come back, we'll tell you which defenses and quarterbacks to stream in week number 5. Roto Experts the Morning continues on right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Teasing it for you here. Which defenses and which quarterbacks can you stream here this week? I think it's tough, man, out there when it comes to defenses. There's none that really stood out. There's some bad teams playing other bad teams, mediocre teams playing other mediocre teams. It's hard. It's hard to find a defense that we can trust here this week, especially because I like to pick up a defense and kind of hold on to them for a week, like not totally waste it. But I don't see one I really like. I know in GST, we wound up picking up Buffalo against Cincinnati. I didn't love it, but I didn't really see a better option. You have no idea. All right.
Why am I? I want to say somebody. What did it do? I don't think that was me. That was not a user error.
I think there are a few good streaming defenses actually.
Yeah. If somebody dropped,
well, can I have a chance to talk, Scott?
What? Not really.
All right. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I think it's a few good streaming options. I like the Buffalo Bills. I don't think that's a bad one. I think the Buffalo Bills. Do they lead the league in interceptions? They might. And then you can't really run the football against them. Andy Dalton to turn the pillow over a couple times this week. I don't have a problem with the Buffalo Bills. They were a defense that I picked up a couple places. And I also like the Chicago Bears this weekend at home, too.
Yes. I like that. I like if somebody dropped Minnesota, like fantasy wise, they've done nothing.
Yeah.
That defense versus a rookie quarterback on Monday night.
I like that, too, like Matt. That. Yep.
I think they're pretty much good against anybody. I don't know if on the Bears thing, you know, because of all the points they've given up to wide receivers, too. And those are good wide receivers. I like the Lions against Carolina.
They don't have no wide receivers, but okay. Yeah, that's what you're saying.
The Lions against Carolina. The Steelers are very good against Jacksonville for turnovers. I think Cincinnati, can hold the score down against Buffalo this week. I like the Jets against Cleveland because there's going to be sacks and there's going to be turnovers.
Yeah, I really like the Ravens. If somebody, you know, got fed up with them over the last couple of weeks, I think this is a very good matchup for them as well. I like the Bengals. I mean, there's a team I picked up a week or two ago. I do like them in this matchup. I think this is a tight game for the most part. Both defenses should play pretty well.
They're at home. I think Buffalo is going to turn the ball over, give up some sacks. You know, they've lost, you know, more personnel in offense. They're down to Andre Holmes and Zay Jones at wide receiver.
Yeah, if I had to bet this game, I would take the Bengals, but I've been completely wrong on the Bills, so just go whatever I say, go the opposite way.
This is a pivotal game, too. It's like the Bills are 3-1, and if they fall here, nobody's going to believe they're for real.
I don't know about that.
I think this is a pivotal game for the Bengals being at home. They have to win this.
I agree. Bengals sitting here at 1-3. Bengals got to win this to continue that climb back up. So this is a tougher, bigger game for Cincinnati at home than it
is
for Buffalo.
Bills lose to a 1-3 team that just beat Cleveland, I think they're going to be like, okay, you know, they start off 3-1, but they're not that good.
I don't know. This is not an easy. This is not
that's how to say people are going to react. People are very reactionary.
They can have the same record as the Seahawks at the end of the week, though.
Oh, the Cowboys.
Yeah, but they probably won't. The Cowboys will probably be 2-3.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Cowboys are left 4
Scott,
in the last six.
Actually, I really think this is great. The Bengals are favored in this game.
Yeah, the Bengals should be favorites in this game.
I agree with you. So I don't think this is like an all-world loss if Buffalo goes into Cincinnati and loses.
I think if they lose to a 1-3 team and only beat Cleveland.
But they're underdog. They're not supposed to win this game. They're not favorites in this game. Forget the records. They're not favorites.
They played better than Cincinnati.
The opposite way here. They went into Lambeau Field and played really well. They probably should have won that game.
Sure.
If it wasn't for a terrible play call on 3rd and 8 late in the third quarter.
Absolutely.
So you can go that route.
Well, we're going to disagree here. I never believe in the should have won the game. You know, to me, that's... If you win the game, you either win or lose the game.
Let's look at strength of schedule.
That's fine.
Let's look at, you know... The Bills did go into...
They beat Atlanta. That was very impressive.
They beat Atlanta, but yeah. I'll say this. If Atlanta, on that final drive, had Julio Jones and Mohamed Sanu, Atlanta wins that game.
But they didn't.
Agreed. You're right. They didn't.
The Bills won in the NFL.
The Bills won
injuries.
That game. Cincinnati has only one win, for sure. But we also can't take into a fact... We have to take into a fact that... In this game, Buffalo is not favored. They are not supposed to win this game. We can't call this a huge letdown win for Buffalo if they lose, because they're not supposed to win.
I don't know if I agree with the odds, though.
Okay.
So if I was making the line, I would favor Buffalo.
So bet on Buffalo.
Yeah.
+3.
Yeah.
MyBookie.ag. There you go.
There you go.
Talking about some of the defenses, I continue to go back to Detroit. I think Detroit, once again, is an underrated defense. They're not nearly as bad as we thought they were. They're out there on a lot of waiver wires. I have no issue with Detroit.
I like both these defenses.
This week against Carolina. Nor do I have a problem with Carolina against Detroit. I agree with that, Matt. What about... I know this is crazy. Everyone hates the Dolphins, but Tennessee at Matt Castle potentially, like,
is the Dolphins home opener?
Yeah, finally.
Here's the thing: can DeMarco Murray put the team on his shoulder? You know, DeMarco Murray, Derrick Henry, just go that route. I don't know. The Dolphins are on a team I'm riding on. Look, Devontae Parker, I'm starting. Even Landry this week. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, against that secondary. And revenge game for Rishard Matthews.
The revenge game indeed for Rishard Matthews. Would you guys... I was going to say start Tennessee against Miami.
No, Tennessee defense.
Jay Cutler, though.
It's true, but...
You know.
They'll give up 3 touchdowns and intercept him 3 times.
What's that guy on your shirt's name again?
Stephon.
Stephon.
Not Diggs.
No, it's not.
Or Marbury.
Interesting character. Okay. It's like a genie.
Would you play Pittsburgh against
Jacksonville?
We're talking
defenses, though. Come on.
You know what? Would I play Pittsburgh?
I like Pittsburgh.
I probably, because Bortles is going to be.
My lineup ranks at rotoexperts.com, I have them fourth.
You have to love Le'Veon Bell this week.
Yeah, that defense. And, this week. You know, they'll get turnovers this week against Bortles at home.
I agree. I like Le'Veon Bell this week a lot.
Would you play Martavis Bryant at home in DFS?
Oh, it's a really tough matchup.
No.
Not even in DFS.
I don't see the reason to.
Okay.
I don't like him.
I kind of see where Corey's coming from here and why I might put him in my rotoexperts.com/DKMS lineup. Kind of contrarian play, because what Matt keeps talking about is they're going to continue going to them. And look, I know they have good corners out there in Jacksonville.
Great
but
corners.
They are going to continue to try to get the ball to them, and this could be the week where it hits. Why not take the shot in DFS, especially if you're rolling out multiple lineups?
I mean, we've gotten so connected, me tutoring Scott, that he's starting to be my mouthpiece. You see what I'm saying, Matt Medica? This is very impressive.
I am his mouthpiece. Draft Isaiah Crowell and Jameson Crowder.
He's just pulling the pages out of your
mouth. I don't think I learned anything here.
Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye are arguably the best cornerback combination in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm not messing with Martavis Bryant.
Yeah. All right. So you going to sit Antonio Brown, too?
Didn't say that.
Corey.
Not messing with Martavis
Bryant. If you want to ask for advice, you can come over tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. The quarterbacks, guys, that are potential stream options here this week. I look to the Giants and Chargers game. I look to Eli Manning and Phillip Rivers. I think both these guys can be used this week against each other. That's kind of like the top of my streaming ranks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to Jacoby Brissett, who I go back to. I don't dislike Brissett this week. If you're in a bye week, I had some bye week crunches. I wound up getting Phillip Rivers. But I don't hate Jacoby Brissett this week either.
I don't hate Brissett this week either. And then he'll give you a little bit of rushing upside, too. So I'm fine with Brissett. That's not the way I went. I did the Carson Palmer thing.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I'm just not going to watch the game. Just show me the results at the end.
I think if there's not a lot of quarterbacks out there, you can go with Jared Goff.
Are we willing to start Carson Palmer? I mean, Tom Brady leads the league in yards per game. Carson Palmer's second.
Yeah,
I said Palmer.
Palmer's
the guy. Sixth in my lineup ranks this week.
You really in on him? I'm streaming him in a couple places where I got Kirk Cousins on a bye. I'm streaming him because he's on every waiver wire. Carson Palmer. What I'm curious in is, would you start him over Matt Stafford?
Oh, who over Matt Stafford?
Carson Palmer.
Yeah, I've been six, and I got Stafford at 12. It's not even close for me.
It's just,
well, there's six spots. It's not that far apart.
Yeah, so you're learning
your math. I think I would go Palmer this week. I think that's going to be a tough defensive game.
Yeah, I don't want to sit Matt Stafford, though.
I mean, the last couple of weeks.
It's ugly, the Palmer. The offensive line is just so brutal. I mean, if you look at it, I actually got a text message about this a little bit earlier on. That, like,
from
Carson,
who?
From a friend, that Carson Palmer.
You can't say his or her name?
His name is Adam.
I will say Adam.
Ronis?
No.
What happened to Max?
Max was texting me earlier this morning.
Is Adam listening to the show?
Adam was listening to the show. I was talking about Arizona. And I was talking
is
about
Adam Carson a Palmer. Fan or a fantasy executive?
You can ask him. I don't know if he's listening anymore.
Right, I just want to know if you...
He told me he's a monster fan of Pop Quiz Jock Quiz.
Oh, so if Adam would like to come in the studio and take a picture with me, that's fine.
Okay.
You're going to get him autographed now.
So we were talking about Arizona, and I had said kind of a throwaway line about Carson Palmer and how terrible he is. And he's like, listen, like, if you watch the game, like, the offensive line is so disgusting and lets up so many hits to this dude. But when he has any opportunity, he's been fine. Second in the league in passing, as you guys have all mentioned, and number, I believe, six is Scott Sitton. He's
three consecutive 300-yard games, and you can really burn that secondary. That's a good defensive line against a bad offensive line, but he's going to get the ball out of his hands quickly a lot of times. This could be a high-scoring game.
And you can dump it off to Andre Ellington.
That's what I want him to do. That's what I want him to do.
And Ellington's just not a dump-off guy. You can throw a slant to Ellington, too.
Yeah, you can. It's just ugly when it comes to Carson Palmer.
It don't look good. It doesn't look good. No,
It does not at all. Can Andrews even start Josh McCown this week against Cleveland?
Can you do what?
Can you start Josh McCown against Cleveland?
I think
that's getting too cute. Although it is a revenge game.
Oh, God.
You said Josh McCown's a revenge game. You said Josh McCown's a revenge game literally against any team in the NFL.
That's true.
Tyrod Taylor against Cincinnati?
I would do it.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah,
Cincinnati. The Bengals have a good defense. They've been pretty good
against opposing quarterbacks and points per game. They are vulnerable to mobile quarterbacks, but he isn't known to throw to now either. So They've played well overall. You got to give them a lot of credit, but I don't think it's a good matchup. The Bengals defense looked terrific last week and will look good again.
All right, there you go. We're going to take a break. When we come back here from the break, we're going to bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. We're going to talk to him, see what's going on in Jake's world. I'm going to do a little quick Survivor power ranking for you here because I've lost Matt. I've lost Scott. I'm still here. And I'll see if I can avoid being eliminated this week in Survivor in week 5. We'll talk to Jake about Survivor power rankings on the other side. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning.
Friends, if you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Survivors! It's not easy. It's not an easy thing to survive. That's why I call it a game. That's why there's a lot of money on the line. Scott, you have been eliminated.
Again.
Matt, you're still in your pool.
$257,000.
A lot of money in there.
That's a big one.
You're still in the pool.
Corey always says that.
Mrs. Sussman don't like when you joke like that, Scott.
And our guest, Jake Seeley, you've been eliminated of yours as well, correct?
Long time ago. I was eliminated week 1 with the Patriots.
Week 1 with the Pats. Which leaves me. I mean, and you, Matt, but for our purposes, me and you, Corey. Are you still in your...
I'm still in mine.
So it leaves us.
Me and Noah still rolling.
We're the last one standing. So let's do it. All of us together. Let's figure it out. Are you picking tonight, New England, Tampa?
No, I'm not choosing. No, this is going to be a shootout. Shootout conditions. Come down to a field goal, last play of the game. This game will come down to the last drive, too close for comfort.
Buffalo and Cincinnati.
Mm-mm.
Okay. New York Jets and Cleveland.
The Jets are interesting, but I'm going to say no.
Jake?
No, hell no.
The Jets could obviously lose this game and give like Cleveland the first. I wouldn't be shocked.
Corey.
I like New England.
You like New England?
Yeah, because you know what? They're not going to beat Tom Brady, and Jameis is going to throw an interception.
Jake's already lost to New England on Thursday night before.
Yeah, but Tampa Bay New England
just lost to Cam. New England just lost to Cam.
If you look at Jameis, he's thrown 300 yards passing versus the Giant defense and the Vikings defense.
Two of the best defenses in the NFL.
Fantasy numbers will be there, but the turnovers will be too.
The Panthers and the Lions, Corey.
No.
The Niners and the Colts.
No.
Yeah, no.
He's tempted. Tennessee and Miami.
Interesting. But Miami's home, so no.
I'd take Miami if Mariota doesn't play.
Yeah, but what's his name going to play? They've gotten, what, 6 points? They got shut out by the Saints, man.
Yep. So Matt Castle.
If Matt Castle played, you'd take Miami.
Yeah, I would.
Jake, can I interest you in that?
I can't put my Survivor on Jay Cutler's right arm. I cannot do it.
Okay. The Chargers and the Giants, both 0-4 teams. Somebody's got to win.
Giants interesting, back against the ball and at home.
Game ends in a tie.
In my Survivor pool, a tie is as good as a win.
Oh, is
it? That's cool.
You didn't lose. Yeah, you got to survive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
in this one, it's a win. You like the Giants.
Yeah.
You're intrigued by the Giants.
I'm intrigued by the Giants.
Arizona and Philly, in Philly.
No. I like Philly, but no.
Okay. Jacksonville in Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Pittsburgh.
There we
Pittsburgh.
Go.
Everybody likes Pittsburgh.
Here we go, I'm taking Steelers. Pittsburgh. This is really, and the options I've left, I think they're home. They can run the ball on them. I think that when you got Le'Veon Bell and you can run the ball on this team worse than the league, you got to go that way.
Yeah, this one is interesting right here, but Pittsburgh is always good for a dub, but I do think the Steelers can get this one. They'll be my top choice right now.
Baltimore in Oakland?
No.
EJ Manuel?
If I had to take this game, it would be Baltimore.
Okay. Seattle and LA?
It's a game to avoid.
Yeah, I think this is a trap game.
I think that the Rams win though.
Green Bay and Dallas? No. KC and Houston?
Well, the Green Bay game's in Green Bay, right?
No, not in Green Bay. If it was in Green Bay, I'd pick them.
Yeah.
Same thing with the Kansas City one. The Kansas City is in Houston. I don't want that one either.
Yeah. And then Minnesota, Case Keenum versus
the
Mitchell
so good at
Trubisky.
Home.
Would touch
Falcons
that.
And the Steelers. I mean, they beat the Steelers, then they should have beat the Falcons.
I like the Bears. What are the spreaders in this game also? I like the Bears. I like the Bears last
week. I think it's 3 to the Vikings.
I'll take the Bears +3 at home.
What if Bradford plays?
I will take the Bears +3 at home.
Divisional game, Trubisky in there. You don't know what's going to happen.
Yes. All right, guys. Make the final call. Corey, so far, the only two that you like, and we're done with games, the only two you like are Pittsburgh and the Giants. Who are you taking?
Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What do you think? How many people are going to be in Pittsburgh this week? How many percent of the pool?
I think a lot of people
80%.
Took a lot of people took them week one versus Cleveland.
All right, 82%, you said?
I said 80.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Jake Seeley, more from him coming up next on the Fantasy Football Frenzy with Matt Modica and the fantasy executive Corey Parson. For the exec, for Matt Modica, and for Scott Angle, I'm Greg Sussman. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Yankees. Bye-bye.